From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. After hours of talks, President Obama and Chinese President Hu Jintao appeared before reporters in Beijing today. The two struck a cooperative tone. President Obama said the U.S. and China should work together on a range of issues.
The major challenges of the 21st century, from climate change to nuclear proliferation to economic recovery, are challenges that touch both our nations and challenges that neither of our nations can solve by acting alone.
Mr. Obama and President Hu emphasized cooperation on the economy, climate change, energy, and the nuclear threats posed by Iran and North Korea. But there were differences. President Obama stressed the U.S. commitment to human rights for all of China's ethnic and religious minorities. The head of NATO has told the European Union he needs more troops in Afghanistan. Terry Schultz has more from Brussels.
With 30,000 troops in Afghanistan and public support waning, EU leaders are more amenable to sending money to Kabul than soldiers. But NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen, addressing a joint meeting of EU foreign and defense ministers, said the way to get out of Afghanistan is to put more into it now, to prepare the Afghans to take over their own defense.
We will need more troops in particular. We will need resources for our training mission. We need money to finance an increased number of Afghan security forces.
The EU has not managed so far to fully staff its police training program. The bloc is preparing to increase the more than $1.5 billion it already provides annually to the country, but it wants to see more anti-corruption efforts from President Hamid Karzai. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown is offering to host a NATO conference early next year to set a timetable to transfer security control to Afghan forces. In a speech in London, he said such a transfer in Afghanistan should start next year and go district by district. Britain has the second largest military contingent in Afghanistan. A rise in the British death toll this year has led to public opposition to the war. The Senate votes today on ending a Republican filibuster of President Obama's first judicial nominee, David Hamilton. NPR's Nita Totenberg reports.
President Obama carefully picked Hamilton to send a signal that he wanted to end the judicial wars of the past decade. A respected federal trial judge for the last 15 years, Hamilton is viewed as a moderate liberal and has strong endorsements from Indiana's Republican Senator Richard Lugar and the state president of the Conservative Federalist Society, among others. But Republicans have blocked a vote on his nomination for more than a half year, despite an agreement reached with Democrats during the Bush administration forbidding judicial filibusters except in extraordinary circumstances. Now some Republicans assert that Hamilton is such an extraordinary circumstance and that regardless, they're no longer bound by that earlier agreement. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. Authorities in Chicago are calling the death of the president of the Chicago Board of Education a suicide. But police officials say there are many questions that remain unanswered. NPR's David Shaper reports from Chicago.
The body of Chicago School Board President Michael Scott was found at the edge of the Chicago River before dawn Monday. Police say a gun was found beneath his body. The medical examiner says Scott died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. But Chicago Police Superintendent Jody Weiss says detectives are still in the early stages of the investigation, and there are a lot of things to look at before they'll have a definite answer determining cause of death. Scott's friends and colleagues in Chicago's education, political, civic, and business circles say they are stunned by his death. Chicago Mayor Richard Daley appeared ashen-faced after visiting Scott's family and told reporters the death of his friend of three decades is a shock to everyone. Scott was one of Daley's go-to guys to study or fix various city agencies. He was in his second stint as school board president, returning just this past February. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
Court papers say the woman charged in the 2002 abduction of Elizabeth Smart has reached an agreement with prosecutors and is expected to plead guilty in federal court today in Salt Lake City. Smart was taken from her home at knife point in 2002. She was found 9 months later with Wanda Barzi and her husband, Brian Mitchell, the itinerant street preacher who's been charged with kidnapping and sexual assault in the abduction. Hospital officials in Melbourne, Australia, say it took surgeons more than 25 hours to successfully separate conjoined twins. The two-year-old girls from Bangladesh were joined at the top of their heads. A member of the surgical team says the girls are improving as their bodies begin to work individually. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.